you like. Come celebrate the taste and press selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Private schools, charter schools are under attack in Carson City. School choice is under attack in Carson City by Democrats and teachers unions. They like things just the way they are with the public school system, except please give us more money. And coming up on Thursday, those of you that are parents, families, leaders, are being welcomed to Carson City by the Nevada Action for School Options Group, headed up by Don Soifer. And Don joins us from Carson City. Don, good morning.
Kevin, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You're a great American.
Thank you very much. Let me ask you, we're into week 10 of the 80th Nevada Legislature. And I think it's obvious what's happening. Charter schools, private schools, school choice, opportunity scholarships, it's all under attack. Can you talk a little bit about what you've seen over the first 9-plus weeks relative to school choice?
Absolutely, and you're exactly right. The one thing that Nevadans make loud and clear again and again is that they really believe in having choices for their own children, and that's exactly what's under the most attack right now in the Nevada legislature, and it's really the case everywhere you look. When it's the private school opportunity scholarship program, there's a bill from Speaker Frierson that seems likely to advance that will cut funding for that program. The way the program was originally created, it's a small program that would grow 10% a year, and the speaker's legislation would kill that, so the program would not be able to grow and funding would be at substantially lower levels than it was in 2017. And right now the focus is on charter schools that are really in the hot seat and really facing some serious threats.
What's going to happen at Private Schools Day at the Nevada Legislature coming up on Thursday? You've got speakers lined up. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. Can you outline what's going to be going on Thursday?
That's kind of you. It's going to be exciting. So this is the real kickoff for the new Nevada private schools organization, the Nevada Council for American Private Education. It's a really terrific group of diverse private school leaders from all around the state. We have faith-based schools of different denominations. We have secular schools. We have schools that serve exclusively students with special needs. And it's really going to be a great coming together and the first of its kind. So on this Thursday, in the legislature building in downtown Carson City, starting at about 8 in the morning and going till 4 in the afternoon, right in the foyer of the building, right when you first walk in, We're going to have terrific schools demonstrating. Bishop Minogue, an absolutely terrific, famous private high school. The Newton Learning Center, which serves exclusively special needs kids, and particularly those on the autism spectrum. We're going to have leaders from all different faiths across Nevada. And we're going to be holding court down, telling people in the main lobby of the building when you first walk in. And as the day goes on, you know, this is a crazy time in Carson City in the legislature, as it should be. The taxpayers are getting their work done, hopefully. So as the day goes on, we'll have representatives of private schools having the chance to be on the floor of the Assembly and the Senate, and meeting with lawmakers. And really, it's so many lawmakers themselves. I'm sure your listeners know this. Our private school parents and grandparents themselves. And this is really an opportunity to help them identify with the rich and diverse private school community that we have in Nevada as members of our community.
Hey, Don, what is the, and again, Don Soy for joining us, what is the strategy? I mean, these members of the legislature, they can't simply ignore the will of the people. What is the strategy for changing minds, for changing votes?
Well, as your listeners are very familiar, there are organizations that don't like choices, that don't like pluralism in education, and don't like parental choice, who many of the lawmakers who are currently in the majority feel beholden to for helping them get elected. And what that causes is a situation like we have now where Nevadans, and we've talked about this, overwhelmingly support school choice anywhere, any way they can get it for any family that should have that choice, and really love their schools of choice. But there's a real disparity between what Nevadans believe and what the elected officials that they elected to represent them look like they're going to head towards trying to do here in the legislative session. And as you also know, sometimes moving people to action is the hardest thing that we can do. So what we really want to do Thursday is just help build understanding and let our lawmakers really help identify with us as their constituents and themselves as private school family members themselves to really understand why this is important to us and at least start building relationships from there.
Again, Don Soy for joining us, Nevada Action for School Options. Can you talk a little bit about some of the legislation you've seen so far? Some have had hearings, others have not had hearings yet. But some of the bills that are most troubling to you that seem to be targeting private and charter schools?
Sure. Well, thank you. We just talked about private schools and the Opportunity Scholarship Program, which has a perilous future right now based on where dollars are tight, but particularly and of course these are the entire Opportunity Scholarship Program has only served 3,000 students and only had about $20 million in funding last cycle, whereas the huge conversation around school funding and public school funding in Nevada generally, right, $3 billion worth of conversation, we have yet to see a draft of how all of that looks. So for all of the conversation and all of the protests and demonstrations about parents wanting parents and all sorts of groups really, really representing the spectrum wanting to talk about school funding, that's gone nowhere. So what we're doing now is really talking about smaller school choice programs, right, because school choice in Nevada is still growing. And the biggest school choice in Nevada is charter schools. And as a result of that, we have a proposal currently on the table from the Assembly Education Committee to put a moratorium in place to stop the growth of new charter schools for the next few years in Nevada. And I don't know if that's going to succeed. I think that charter schools around the state have done a terrific job at showing up and being a presence and being a force. But right now, the current proposal is to block the growth of any new charter schools in Nevada. And that's scary to me and to a lot of people.
One of the other bills, SB 204, would infringe on private schools' ability to essentially live what they teach, and in fact, it would require schools to support and affirm LGBTQ ideology in their governing documents. in conflict with their religious mission. Essentially, they're telling Catholic schools or religious schools or other types of private schools that there's only one way to go, and that's the government way.
I'm glad you caught that, Kevin. And that's a real area of concern to a small number of private schools that have caught on to that. And I think there are some smart lawyers who have written legal briefs on exactly what it would mean, because I think the biggest concern on that legislation is not what's actually in the legislation, but those schools are most concerned that would give the State Department of Education the authority to take steps that would really compromise the values that the schools represent for the families that choose those schools. So that's an important one to keep an eye on. And I think that's one that the legislation leaves room, but it would empower the Department of Education. You know, private schools in Nevada, not to belittle the important issue that you raised, but private schools in Nevada are just in a situation where they accept an awful lot of regulation compared to private schools in other states. The curriculum that they teach, the way that they teach it, and the trend is to continue to over-regulate Nevada private schools, and that's exactly what we're seeing. And you're absolutely right that your listeners should be keeping an eye out for that, for those sorts of challenges.
And Don, in our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you, there seems to be an effort on the part of the legislature, or at least Democrats in the legislature, that it should be one size fits all. 180 days, that somehow public and private schools should operate on the same calendar / a number of days in session, things like that. Is it possible that maybe we need to rethink that to give private schools, charter schools, the opportunity to compete, but maybe not the same way?
All of your listeners are very aware of how Nevada's public school system ranks nationally. We certainly have our challenges. So it's a conversation about one size fits all. It's a conversation about a government monopoly. And it's a conversation about a system that we're not only really feeling the strains of the population growth that we've had for decades, not only are we looking at census projections that we're probably going to have 250,000 more seats in schools over the next 10 years, but this is a time where schools of choice, which represent a very popular option for parents and a very good deal for taxpayers any number of ways, need to be a part of Nevada's future. Unfortunately, some of the larger interest groups that had a big role in getting this particular majority elected in the legislature doesn't feel that way. And there's no time like the present that it's been more important to make sure that our friends, our neighbors, and our elected officials all understand that those choices are important to us as Nevadans.
It's got to be about we the people, and the people are the ones that should be dictating to the legislators, not the other way around. One more time, the who, what, where, when, why, going on Thursday, the private schools, families, and leaders all coming to Carson City. Give us the deets.
Fantastic. Thursday at the legislature in downtown Carson City, starting at around 8 or 8:30 in the morning, going all day till 4 o'clock, it's the Nevada Council for American Private Education. Terrific private schools from across Nevada will be easy to find. We would welcome any of your good listeners and their friends and neighbors and family members who want to join. And it's really just about making sure, really celebrating an important private school tradition in Nevada and making sure that it doesn't bear the heat of regulation that would move it in a direction that's not at all what Nevadans have said again and again is important to them.
Don, if folks want more information on what's going to be going on Thursday, if they want to know more about your organization, the Nevada Action for School Options Group, where can they go? Where can they find you?
Fantastic. Thanks. So our website is nevadaaction.org. My email is don, at nevadaaction.org. We would love to hear from your listeners. You're a great American, and so are they, and we'd always love to get to know them and work with them.
Hey, Don, thanks so much. Keep us posted, would you please?
You bet. I sure will. Thanks.
There you go. Don Soy for joining us. It's the Nevada Action for School Options. And they'll be out there on Thursday in Carson at the legislative building. And if you live in northern Nevada and you've got kids in the Washoe County schools or maybe private schools, you need to be at the legislative building. And again, you can be there all day long. If you want to just pop in for an hour, you can pop in for an hour. Stick around. I need to take a break. We got a lot still going on. Don't forget bottom of the hour, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in. You tell us what matters to you. And by the way, do you ever get a sense, those of you that live in the state of Nevada, that it's almost like the legislature is talking down to us? They forget the fact that we are the client. We are the customer. By the way, actress Lori Loughlin and 15 other parents now face criminal indictments. Additional charges. It ain't getting any better for them, I'll put it that way. More to do as we continue on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local Now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, We are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You know, I admire people like Bryce Harper and people like that that will go out and put their livelihood on the line every day. Baseball, for those of you that don't know, I love baseball. I'm going to go out and see the Aviators probably later in the week. I probably won't be there for opening night tonight, the home opener. But I love baseball, always have. Big St. Louis Cardinal fan, always been. Grew up in St. Louis and all of that. And I admire people that will put their livelihood on the line. I mean, you know, they always say about baseball, it's the only sport where you can fail 70% of the time and get to the Hall of Fame. And it's true. Now, Chris Davis of the Baltimore Orioles is taking it maybe a step too far. Last night, he went 0-for-5 to set a new Major League Baseball record. The Oakland A's pushed his hitless streak to 49 at-bats, setting the longest such streak ever recorded in baseball history. Can you imagine how embarrassing that is? That you know, they used to talk about the Mendoza line. It was the batting average achieved by Mario Mendoza, and I forget what year, but it was a long time ago. I think it was Mario Mendoza. And they call it the Mendoza line. It's like 220 or 230 or something like that. But this is brand new. Chris Davis now has been hitless in 49 at-bats. He lined out to left field in the bottom of the fifth for the record-breaking out last night. In his second at-bat, he popped an easy foul ball that was dropped, giving him a potential gift-wrapped opportunity to avoid history, but he would then go on to hit a hard line drive to left field that was also caught. I mean, I'm rooting for the guy to get a hit. He's already achieved Major League Baseball history, the ignominy of 0-for-49. That's the collar times, I don't know, 7-8 times. That's incredible. Imagine coming back to the dugout 49 straight times without a hit. That is difficult to do. But anyway, to Chris Davis of the Orioles, today is another day. Trust me. It could all turn around today for Chris Davis. My name is Kevin Wall. You know what we do next. It's called our Wall-to-Wall Free-for-All. It's where you call in and talk about what you want. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. The Wall-to-Wall Free-for-All is next on Live and Local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Live and Local now. Good to have you with us. You know what we do the last half hour of every show. We turn the program over to you. It's called our Wall-to-Wall Free-for-All. For the first 2.5 hours of the show, we tell you what we're going to talk about. It's pretty simple. It's got to be compelling. It's like, you know, stuff that people actually care about. It's got to be topical. It's today's news, not something that happened 3-4 days ago. And it's got to be entertaining. It's got to hold people's interest. You do that, that's what we talk about in our first 2.5 hours. In our final half hour, we turn the program over to you. And in fact, if you want to join us right now, I've got two lines open. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's begin with Mark. Mark, you're up and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about reparations, and I wanted to suggest a hypothetical question. Let's say that my great-great-great-grandfather was in the cavalry, and he ends up shooting some Indians. Now, at that time, it wasn't illegal to shoot an Indian, but should I now have to pay whatever ancestors that he has for something that he did that wasn't even a crime at that time? It's the same way, let's say my great-great-grandfather committed some heinous act, a serial killer. Do I, as his descendant, owe reparations to his ancestors?
If you're,
Of course I don't.
Well, if your father robbed a 7-Eleven store 10 years ago, do you owe the victims of that crime, do you owe them reparation? Hell no.
Of course not. It's ludicrous. What they are suggesting is absolutely insane. And I don't know if they're trying to start a race war or what they're doing.
They are trying. They're trying to divide us. These people want to divide us, those who are victims and those who were the perpetrators, you know, five generations, 10 generations removed. That's no.
But when does it all end?
It ends when they stop bringing it up. No. That's when it ends. It ends when they stop with these silly ideas about reparation.
Well, you know, I'm 65 years old, and I tell you what, I've never seen a political environment and atmosphere like I'm witnessing today, and it scares me. It actually scares me, not only for myself, but for my children and their children. America, it just seems it's just gone off the rails.
Well, and all you need to do is look to our left, look to the People's Republic of California, and look at some of the strange, bizarre stuff. We rolled through, what, $6.2 billion worth of new taxes that they're considering in the People's Republic of California? No, I mean, this has been going on. This is what is so bizarre. And you know what? To people on the left, to AOC and Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris, and now, and by the way, from the People's Republic of California, Eric Swalwell. That's the latest presidential wannabe. And he's from the People's Republic of California. Now, some of the stuff that's going on is absolutely bizarre. It's so bizarre. It is unbelievable. I mean, all you got to do is just look at what's going on, and it scares you. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge. In fact, I'm headed there for lunch. I just made the decision. Command decision. Featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining. And by the way, they have great lunches and luncheon specials. Check them out. I'm going to be headed there after the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Ichabod's. You want to join us? Here's how you do it. It's very simple. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Paul. Paul, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead. What do you want to talk about?
Well, Kevin, I want to make a point. The feds on April the 8th stopped a Maryland man who had stolen a truck and was accused of plotting to ram that truck into civilians. So he was intent on killing people with a vehicle. And this is something that's really important. On July the 15th of 2016, if anybody wants to Google it, in Nice, France, a ISIS supporter with a 19-ton truck rammed hundreds of people. 86 were dead and 450 injured. That is more than one October for the number of people killed, and it was done with a vehicle. And ladies and gentlemen, how was it stopped? A police officer with a handgun fired into the cab, killing the driver. Now, the people couldn't defend themselves, and they had to wait for help. At least in the United States, we're able to carry firearms and defend ourselves. But some of you want other people to defend you. And when it goes down, you're going to be all by yourself. So anyway, this just goes to show other weapons are being used. They're trying to eradicate firearms, but firearms are the great neutralizer against any other type of weapon. So I just wanted to make the point.
Paul, thanks, man. Yeah, maybe we should ban rental trucks. Yeah, you know, like Ryder trucks. Maybe we need to ban those as well. Bob, in Las Vegas, you're up and you're on Live and Local. No, go right ahead.
Okay, the CDC is reporting that the epidemic of measles, mumps, and the polio in 21 states and spreading is caused because American kids are not getting vaccinated, they're homeschooled. That is a lie. Michael Savage brought out that Jewish Baptist Catholic Family Services, brand new vans, are dispersing these kids all around the country. They're making $20,000 on each one. It is a national health emergency, and they've already apprehended 250 Middle Easterners trained to be bilingual in Spanish, made to look like they're Hispanic. They've got 250. How many have gotten in? 1,000 or more, ready to blow up things in the country?
Well, we've got a crisis, and I'm assuming you're talking about our southern border. We've got some real problems, and regardless, you know, we have the right as a sovereign country to dictate who comes and goes. I mean, we always have, we always will. It's part of our Constitution. We have the right to dictate who comes and goes. It is scary, some of the stories you hear out there, though. I mean, it really honestly is. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Jim, you'll be first out of the gate. All the rest of you right behind Jim. In fact, I've got two lines open right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, Live and Local, now.
Is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association. We are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
It's time to put the fun back in political fundraising. That's why Active Republican Women of Las Vegas is hosting its 2019 Fashion Show and Luncheon, Sunday afternoon, April 14th from 1 till 4 at Spanish Trails Country Club, featuring 21st century retro design by Bunker Bradley Couture. Tickets are just $45. VIP sponsored tables are available for $500. To purchase your tickets to this mega fun event, go to ARWLV.com. That's ARWLV.com.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas. Enjoy food pairings, check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles with a special appearance by cast members from the hit TV show Counting Cars. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Proceeds stay here in Southern Nevada to continue the amazing work Rotary does in our local community. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com, and I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. Tomorrow, by the way, we're going to evaluate what it is we learned from William Barr testifying on Capitol Hill today. Testimony, I think, still going on. And we'll find out what nuggets we could glean from the testimony today. Again, he's the attorney general talking about the Robert Mueller report. He did promise, one thing we did learn is he promised that we would get the report redacted, maybe heavily redacted, and we get it by sometime next week. I think he said middle of the month, and that would be sometime early next week. Let's go to Jim in Las Vegas. Listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Kevin. How these Democrats look so pathetic. This race-baiting hate-monger Al Sharpton is laughing at these pathetic left-wing, demagoguing, pandering politicians on the left. And can't the people on the left see how ridiculous they look? Why don't they get a set of principles, stick to it, and stop apologizing for damn everything in the world?
Jesus. No. Hey, wait a minute. Are you saying Al Sharpton is criticizing folks on the left?
Yeah, he's laughing at them because he has them pandering to him. He's going behind closed doors laughing at these white politicians that are apologizing to him. Behind closed doors, he's looking at what these people are doing. Laughing all the way to the bank as he gives them pander to him. I mean, it's pathetic, and the people on the left can't see it. But on a lighter note, Kevin, the Orioles should have got rid of Chris Davis and gave that money to Manny Machado or Jonathan Scope.
I know.
And I'm a huge Orioles fan.
Yeah. $140 million or something they gave him?
$161 a strikeout.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, we were talking about Chris Davis earlier. Chris Davis set a Major League Baseball record last night. He went 0 for 5 against the Oakland A's. And he did. And he's now 0 for his last 49. And that is the first time in Major League Baseball history. There are a lot of great things you could be known for, you know, in Major League Baseball. The most doubles, the most triples, the most home runs, the best batting average. But to be there and to be 0 for 49, eventually you got to drop a bunt down, and eventually you got to get a hit. I mean, the logic just tells you, the law of averages. But apparently not for him. The best sound that we heard yesterday on cable news. And again, we always take a look at what's going on around cable news. A lot of us applauded. A lot of us got up on a table and cheered when we learned that Michael Avenatti had been indicted on two coasts in L.A. and in New York. And apparently, Michael Avenatti, being accused of extortion, but he went on, let's go to cut one real quick, see if we can squeeze this in. Sarah Eisen of CNBC, Michael Avenatti made the case against Nike. This the word was that he was trying to extort $22 million out of Nike. And Michael Avenatti says, no, it was a settlement conference. Yeah, that's what it was. This was Michael Avenatti yesterday on CNBC.
Well, what I'm alleging is for the better part of 5 years, Nike and its highest executives have been bribing amateur players and their families in order to get them to attend Nike colleges. Those are colleges that are affiliated with Nike apparel and that have contracts with Nike. And this constitutes a violation of numerous federal laws, and it also puts non-Nike colleges at a severe disadvantage, and it's highly criminal.
What proof do you actually have?
Well, we've got a number of pieces of proof, some of which we've provided, and we have more from where that came from. We have text messages, bank statements, emails, and the like. And unless Nike is claiming that I have fabricated all of those documents, then they are absolutely guilty. And I'll also note that for all of Nike's puffery, they have yet to claim that what I'm saying is untrue or that these documents are bogus. And the reason is they can't.
They can't because they're cooperating with an actual federal investigation. Why not just let that play out from law enforcement? Why are you going public with all of this?
They're not cooperating with any federal investigation. That's a bunch of BS. Nike told the public that 2 weeks ago in connection with their stunt whereby they had me arrested and charged, and that's exactly what it is, and that's what it's going to be shown to be, an absolute stunt. They sold the government a bill of goods. They told the government 10% of the story. What they didn't tell the government is that their executives have been covering up this bribery scandal for the better part of 5 years. They haven't been cooperating with the government for over a year. They've been deceiving the government for over a year. If anybody thinks that they provided those 41 pages or similar documents to the government a year ago and the government sat on it and didn't look into it, I have a bridge to sell them.
Yeah, sure. Let's go to cut two, because this is where, to me, it explains Michael Avenatti's side of the story. In the previous clip, it was obvious that he was trying to go after Nike. This is where he defends himself, and again with Sarah Eisen and Wilfred Frost of CNBC.
We made it clear to Nike from the get-go, from the very first communications that we had with Nike, that they were going to have to come clean one way or the other. And that's exactly why Nike pulled the stunt that they did, because they knew they could not control me, and they knew that this was going to be disclosed. So what they did was they pulled this stunt in order to effectively try to shoot the messenger, to try to discredit me before the information was disclosed. Well, I have news for you. If I get hit by a bus today, this story will go on. And Nike's corruption eventually will be exposed, and the world will know what really happened here.
But Michael, why did you ever go to Nike in the first place? Why not go to the government straight away, go about it through the proper processes? Did you ever seek any form of financial gain from this at all?
Here's the bottom line. I had a client to represent, and I, like thousands of other plaintiff attorneys around the country, went to Nike to settle a claim on behalf of a client. And there is nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Part of settling that claim was about Nike coming clean. It was important to the client, and it was important to me. And we made that clear to Nike and their lawyers from the very first communications that we had. But what's interesting is that Nike didn't bother to tell the government that when they pulled the stunt that they did 2 weeks ago.
So just to be clear, you are facing federal charges of extortion. In the complaint, it says, quote, I mean, this is 12D, a lawyer wearing a wire, that you said if Nike wants to have one confidential settlement and we're done, they can buy that for $22.5 million and we're done, full confidentiality, we ride off into the sunset. Did you not say
that? Full confidentiality relating to the payment that was made. But that ignores all the other context and all the other communications that took place before then, during which we made it clear that we would never, and I want to be really clear about this, we would never agree to anything that would obstruct justice or keep this information out of the hands of governmental investigators. You got to let me finish. We made that crystal clear from the very beginning communications. And that's why Nike ultimately went to the government, because they knew they couldn't control us, period. We were never going to participate in any cover-up whatsoever.
Okay, how many of you have changed your mind on Michael Avenatti? Is he a victim here? Is what he was talking about a settlement conference, or was it an offer of extortion? The jury's still out for me. And maybe some of my legal friends can help me with this. What's the difference between going to a client or going on behalf of a client to a real rich group of people, Nike, and demanding $22 million, or we'll go to the feds? $22 million wipes the slate clean. We'll disappear. We'll ride off into the sunset. Wow. That's going to do it for today's show. We'll tee it up again tomorrow, 9 a.m. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Last night I owned a leaden slab, and so I wish that I could stay. Before the pain could answer me, well, someone can put the lamp away.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal. And boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.